ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेव नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु रिक्तं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती मनुष्यते। श्रीमद् भागवतम सेकेंड कैंटो चैप्टर 9 आंसर्स बाय साइटिंग लॉर्ड्स वर्शन टेक्स्ट 33 अहम् एवासम् एवाग्रे नान्यद् यत् सद् असत् परम् पश्चाद् अहम् यद् एतत् च यो अवशिष्येत सो अस्मि अहम् अहम् एवासमेवाग्रे नान्यद् यत् सदसत् परम् पश्चादहं जदेतच्च योऽवशिष्येत सोऽस्म्यहम् अहमेवासमेवाग्रे नान्यद् यत् सदसत् परम् पश्चादहं यदेतच्च योऽवशिष्येत सोऽस्म्यहम् अहमेवासमेवाग्रे नान्यद् यत् सदसत् परम् पश्चादहं यदेतच्च योऽवशिष्येत सोऽस्म्यहम्
पश्चादहं यदि तच्च
personality of Godhead.
The personality of Godhead.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Asam.
Asam.
Existed.
Existed.
Eva.
Eva.
Only.
Only.
Agre.
Agre.
Before the creation.
Before the creation.
Na.
Na.
Never.
Never.
Annat.
Annat.
Anything else.
Anything else.
Yat.
Yat.
All those.
All those.
Sat.
Sat.
The effect.
The effect.
Asat.
Asat.
The cause.
The
cause. Param.
Param.
The supreme.
The supreme.
Paschar.
Paschar.
At the end.
At the end.
Aham.
Aham.
I.
I.
The personality of Godhead.
The personality of Godhead.
Yat.
Yat.
All these.
All these.
Etat.
Etat.
Certain.
Certain.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Ya.
Yeah.
Everything,
everything,
avashishyeta,
avashishyeta,
remains,
remains,
sa,
sa,
that,
that,
asmi,
asmi,
I am,
I am,
aham,
aham,
I,
I,
the personality of Godhead.
The personality of Godhead.
Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing but myself, nor was there the material nature, the cause of this creation. That which you see now is also I, the personality of Godhead. And after annihilation, what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead. So please repeat after me. Brahma,
Brahma,
it is I,
it is I,
the personality of Godhead,
the personality of Godhead,
who was existing,
who was existing,
before the creation,
before the creation,
when there was nothing but myself,
when there was nothing but myself,
nor was there the material nature,
nor was there the material nature,
the cause of this creation,
the cause of this creation,
that which you see now,
that which you see now,
is also I,
is also I,
the personality of Godhead.
The personality of Godhead.
And after annihilation,
after annihilation,
what will remain,
what will remain,
also be I,
also be I,
the personality of Godhead.
The personality of Godhead.
So this verse has a very long purport, so I guess we'll discuss this verse for at least more than one day. I'll just see. Now first of all, these verses, these four verses that we'll discuss now, starting from this one, are known as the Chatushloki. Chatushloki means the four shlokas, four original shlokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. So who is imparting this knowledge? Who is telling this? Krishna is telling to
Brahma.
Who is Brahma?
First living spirit.
The first created being in the universe. Before Brahma, there was nothing. Brahma is the first created being in the universe. And Brahma was completely perplexed. Brahma was completely bewildered when he found himself sitting on a lotus in a huge reservoir of water, a huge ocean of water, and he had no remembrance of his past. He didn't know who he was. He didn't know where he came from. And he didn't know why he was there, what he was supposed to do there. So at a time like that, Brahma received the mercy of the Lord and received the instruction to withdraw his senses and project his consciousness internally through austerities and penance. And as a result of that, Brahma saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. He saw him in the spiritual sky. And Brahma had a few questions to the Lord pertaining to that. Those three questions, if we analyze those questions, then we will find that they will culminate into these three primal questions. Who am I? Where did I come from? And what am I supposed to do here? What is this material nature? Where am I? And what am I supposed to do here? So, in response to Brahma's questions, the Lord is giving him the answer. First, prior to this particular question, there were two other, prior to this particular verse, there were two other verses which are actually the introduction to that led to this question. So Brahma asked and the Lord actually answered that. Brahma, okay, I will give you the knowledge. Jnanam tu te savijnanam. Yes. Jnanam param gujhang me. Jnanam param guihang me. Yad vijnana samamitam sa rahasyam tadangancha grihana gaditam maya. The Personality of Godhead said, knowledge about me as described in the scripture is very confidential. Jnanam param guihang. Guihang means, the word guihang means confidential. And parama guihang means extremely confidential. Jnanam param guihang me, about me. And that is yad vijnana samannitam. This knowledge is, although very confidential, it is vijnana samannitam. It is coordinated with realization. And this knowledge comes as a realization. Yad vijnana samannitam, and samannitam. This vijnana samannitam, Prabhupada is actually indicating that samannitam is coordinated conjunction with devotional service. This knowledge can be understood only through devotional service, not otherwise. In Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna has pointed out the same principle, that it is only through devotional service, bhakta me abhijana. Only through devotional service one actually get to know me. So here also the same point is made, that this is a vijnana samannitam, and this knowledge is realized knowledge. It's not a perceptual knowledge. It's not that I just see something and then we perceive it. But this is a matter of realization. Realization means which will be revealed in the heart. And sa rahasyam tadangancha grihana gaditam maya. The necessary paraphernalia for that process is being explained by me. You may take it up carefully. And then the verse after that is javan aham yatha bhavo yad rupa guna karma kaha tathaiva tattva vijnanam astu te mad anugrahat. All of me, namely my actual eternal form and my transcendental existence, color, qualities and activities, let all be awakened within you by factual realization out of my causeless mercy. So he pointed out that this knowledge is revealed in the heart. And what is that knowledge? What is that realization? That javan aham jatha bhavo, the way I am, jad rupa guna karma kaha. Jad rupa guna karma kaha. Rupa means form, guna means qualities, karma means activity. Along with the Lord's form, Lord's qualities and Lord's activities. Naam, rupa, guna, lila, parikar, vaishishtya. So let this be awakened in your heart. How? Mad anugrahat, my causeless mercy, out of my, by my causeless mercy. So then he started to impart this knowledge. Aham evasam, this is actually a very simple point that Krishna is making. Aham evasam evagre nannad yat sad asat param paschadaham jadetacha jo avashishyate so asmi aham. Aham evasam evagre. Agre means before. Before this creation, evasam evagre was aham. I was there before the creation. And when was that? When jad sad asat param, nanat na annat, there was nothing. Sad asat param, there was nothing there at that time. Even the cause was not there, what to speak of the effect. The cause was not there, the effect was not there. This material manifestation is the effect. And beyond that effect, there was the cause. So neither the cause was there nor the effect was there. But even at that time, I was there. Aham evasam evagre nannad yat sad asat param. And paschad aham jadetacha. And when it is manifested, then also it is I who am existing. It is, everything is I. Everything is my manifestation. And jo avashishyate, jo avashishyate. Avashishyate means what will remain. What will remain. In Bengali there is an expression, avashishta. Avashishta maniki. Remaining. What will remain is also me. What will remain after everything is annihilated, then also it will be just me. So in this way, he makes a point very, very clear that before the creation I was there, now after the creation is manifested, then also everything is me, and what will remain after that is also be me. Yesterday, at the end, after the class, there was this questions from Krishna Arjuna. Where is he? He's missing. So he was making this point, that impersonal point. That well, anyway, he was raising that question, which was that question that the where the impersonal is present, that before. There was, it was not, when everything was manifest, there was this aham, and then during the manifestation also it is that, and after annihilation also it will be that. So what is that? That is impersonal. So that is how they try to derive an impersonal concept. But Devakinandan Prabhu made that point. How did he smash that point? Aham. So aham is a person. Aham is a person. Aham means a person. Wherever there is consciousness, there is a personality. And then only there is the consideration of aham. Will this glass ever say aham? Yes, in the spiritual sky, the glass also will say aham, because in the spiritual sky, the glass is also a person. Will the light ever say aham, aham, avasame, vagre? Or did Brahma see the light, or Brahma saw the person? So he saw the personality of Godhead. So why unnecessarily raise these stupid questions? Like Mayavadis are actually very, very stupid people. And they're not only stupid, they're also very stubborn. They don't want to give up. They can't prove that, but they will just keep on arguing unnecessarily. And that's why they need to be smashed with a big stick. Aham evasam evagre nannad jad sad asat param paschadaham yadetachya yovashisheta soasmi aham. So what does it clearly indicate? Krishna was there before the creation. Krishna was going to be. Krishna is present in the creation, and after the annihilation also Krishna will be there. So what does it mean? It means that beyond this material nature there is another reality where Krishna is existing before this material nature was created. Just like before this building was built, where were we? We were there, somewhere else. Our existence is not completely dependent upon this building. And now that the building is built, we are here, and someday when the building will crash, and if we are alive at that time, we'll also be there, existing somewhere. So that is the common sense consideration. So everyone understood the meaning of the verse. I noticed that many of you knew the verse by heart. How many of you knew the verse by heart? Okay. Very good. Won't it be nice to memorize the verse, everybody? Do you remember how to memorize verses? I can see that Radharani is smiling. Did you memorize this verse? Okay, how are you going to memorize it? No, first consideration is to understand the meaning of the words. And then repeat it. Then try to remember the first line, the first word of each line. And if you do that, then you have almost... you will almost get it. And then comes to that point. Fourth point is write it down on a piece of paper, and you carry that paper. And during the day, you try to memorize it. You try to repeat it. If you get stuck, then pull out the paper and see it. Now, are you all practicing that method? Every day, every verse. So the moment I release the pressure, everyone becomes slack. So it seems that I have to keep the pressure on. Will you all try to memorize this verse?
Yes.
Will you now? Okay, it's a very important verse. At least these four verses you try to memorize. Okay, everyone got the meaning of the words? Aham means
I.
Eva. Eva means
certainly.
Asam.
Asam
means. Asam means existence. Asam means
existent.
Existed means
asam.
Aham eva asam. Eva means
only.
Okay, very good. Agre before. Aham eva asam eva agre. Before the creation, before that will come afterwards. What's jat, sat, asat, param? Yat means all those. Jat also means, actually the literal translation would be that which. But in this context, it will be all those. All those what? Yat, sat means?
Cause.
And asat means?
Effect.
Now what is the cause? Cause is the spiritual element, Brahman. And what is the effect? Jagat. This material nature. Material nature is a transformation of Brahman. Therefore it is called Brahma Parinam. Parinam means transformation. Brahman actually transformed into this material nature. Parinam, transformation. How did this parinam? Brahma to Pradhan Mahat Tattva. Then mind. Then other elements of the material creation, senses, objects of the senses. All that has become manifested. Pancha Mahabhut. Five elements, five senses, five working senses, five objects of the senses, mind, intelligence, false ego. Beyond that is Mahat Tattva. So that is how this material nature is manifested. With all these 24 elements is what is this material nature. But what is the cause of this 24 elements? The spiritual energy, Brahman. And beyond Brahman is Param Brahma. So who is that Param Brahma? It's Krishna. So who was there before this material nature became manifested? So aham evasam evagre nannad jat sad asad param paschad. At the end. Aham, I, personality of Godhead. Jad, etacha, all these creation also. Jad, etat. Etat means this. This means this material creation. So after this material creation became manifested, then it is also I am. And yo avashishyeta, what will remain after the annihilation of this material nature is that also so asmi aham. That also is me. Right? Everyone got it clear? So everyone got the meanings of the words? Paschat means?
End.
Okay. Afterwards also. Or end. Yo avashishyeta means? Avashishyeta means?
Remain.
So asmi means?
It's also me.
That is also. That also. So asmi aham. That is also me. Okay. And now how do we repeat it? I will say it once, because I am sitting here, and you all have to say it thrice, okay? Aham eva sam eva gre.
Aham eva sam eva gre. Aham eva sam eva gre.
Nanajatsadasatparam.
Nanajatsadasatparam. Nanajatsadasatparam. Nanajatsadasatparam.
Paschadaham yadi tachya.
Paschadaham yadi tachya. Paschadaham yadi tachya. Paschadaham yadi tachya.
Yova shishyeta sosmaham.
Yova shishyeta sosmaham. Yova
Okay, now we'll do the whole two lines together. Ahamevasamevagre.
Ahamevasamevagre.
No, sorry. You have to wait for me to finish. Okay, those who are outside, just please come forward a little bit. So let the those who are outside, let them come. Ahamevasamevagre nannajatsadasatparam. Okay. Ahamevasamevagre nannajatsadasatparam.
Ahamevasamevagre nannajatsadasatparam. Ahamevasamevagre nannajatsadasatparam. Ahamevasamevagre nannajatsadasatparam.
Paschadaham yadi tachya yova shishyeta sosmaham.
Paschadaham yadi tachya yova shishyeta sosmaham. Paschadaham yadi tachya yova shishyeta sosmaham. Paschadaham yadi tachya yova shishyeta sosmaham.
Krishna Chan, just woke up. We are discussing you, that's why you're missing you.
I didn't realize.
You didn't realize that the class is on? What you didn't realize? That Krishna is a personality? That Aham is a person? Okay, so should we try it again? Ahamevasamevagre
nannajatsadasatparam. Ahamevasamevagre nannajatsadasatparam. Ahamevasamevagre nannajatsadasatparam.
Paschadaham yadi tachya yova shishyeta sosmaham.
Paschadaham yadi tachya yova shishyeta sosmaham.
Okay, now we'll do the whole verse. Alright? Ahamevasamevagre nannajatsadasatparam paschadaham yadi tachya yova shishyeta sosmaham.
Ahamevasamevagre nannajatsadasatparam paschadaham yadi tachya.
Okay, now say that without looking at the board. Right? I think it will be difficult not to turn your head around towards the board. So what you'll do, for the sake of convenience, you'll turn the board around. Okay. Ahamevasamevagre nannajatsadasatparam Paschadaham jadeta cha yova shisheta sosmaham. Always remember that the most important consideration about memorizing is to focus the mind. If you are here and if your mind is somewhere else, will you be able to remember? No. If you are wherever the mind is, that is where we are. Our consciousness actually is. So if we want to remember, then what we have to do? We have to focus our mind. That's the most important thing. There is an expression, manojog. Manojog. When we are young, we used to be always told, monojog diye karo, monojog diye karo. Manojog, mano means mind and jog means? You? Put it there. Add the mind to it. In English, that is called attentively, or with attention. When you do something with attention, then you can register it very clearly. If you don't do it with attention, then you won't be able to. So, focus, put your mind into it. That's very important. Okay, now... We have covered how many? Two parts of the thing, right? Understanding the meanings of the words and repetition, we have done. What is the third step? Third step is the first word of the verse. What is the first word? How many of you remember the whole line now? Just raise your hand. Very good. Somebody, I noticed, raise the hand and put the hand down. Okay, who should I ask? Okay. Okay. That's the first line. Aham evasam. Wait, the moment you get the first word of the first line, does the line come? Aham evasam. Okay, what is the first word of the second line? Nanyat. And who gets the whole line?
Nanyat yad sat aham asat. Nanyat yad sat asat param.
Very good. Nanyat yad sat asat. What is the first word of the third line?
Paschat.
Who remembers the whole line? The entire line? Okay. Okay, tum bolo, Rupa.
Paschat aham yad etatcha.
Very good. Paschat aham yad etatcha. And what is the first word of the fourth line?
Yo.
Yo? Okay, no. How many of you remember the whole line? Entire line? What has happened to Kartik? Kya man kaha tha? मन जो मन लगा के नहीं किया बस याद भी नहीं है और यू रिमेंबर स्टिल यू रिमेंबर द एंटायर लास्ट लाइन ओके ओके तुम्हें बोलो यो वशिष्यता स्वस्महम ओके सो हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू कैन नाउ रिमेंबर द फर्स्ट टू लाइन I asked you. Okay, tumi bolo Anirudh.
Aham evasam evagre nanna jatsat asat param.
Okay, then who remembers the next two lines? Okay. Okay, Suhasini. I'm sorry. Suchandra, yeah. Okay. Is it Jo Havashishyate? Jo va, that is Luptaha. Jo va Shisheta, that ha is not pronounced. Jo va Shisheta, so smart. I called Suhasini. Do you remember the whole verse now? No, why not? Do you remember the first word of the first line? Kalkebulbe. Okay. Okay, so make it a point to memorize this verse. Now, when you go home, what will you do? Your home is, of course, the ashram. What will you do?
Write
it down in a piece of paper. Vijayananda, you memorized the verse? You did. Okay. Or if you didn't, anyway, those who did not, write it down. And in the course, during the course of the day, what will you do? During the course of the day, you are going to look at it. Sitaram.
Hare Krishna.
How is it going? Is it working? Okay, good. So, try to memorize the verses, these four verses at least, because these are the root, these are the origin of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. So now I'll read the translation once again. Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead. Prabhupada is making it more emphatic. That aham, who is that aham, who is that I? That I is the personality of God. Prabhupada is hammering that point. Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing but myself. Nor was there the material nature, the cause of this creation. That which you see now is also I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And after annihilation, what remains will also be I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay? So let us now discuss the purport. Prabhupada is saying we should note very carefully that the Personality of Godhead is addressing Lord Brahma and specifying with great emphasis himself, pointing out that it is he, the personality of Godhead, who existed before the creation. It is he only who maintains the creation, and it is he only who remains after the annihilation of the creation. Brahma also is a creation of the Supreme Lord. The impersonalists put forth the theory of oneness in the sense that Brahma, also being the same principle of I, because he is an emanation from the I, the Absolute Truth, is identical with the Lord, the principle of I, and that there is thus nothing more than the principle of I as explained in the verse. That I, the principle, is one, and there is only that one. Therefore, everything is one. That is Krishna Archan's conclusion. Anyway, he was playing the devil's advocate. So that also will be explained very beautifully afterwards. The impersonalist put forth the theory of oneness in the sense that Brahma, okay, I just read that, accepting the argument of the impersonalist, it is to be admitted that the Lord is the creator and I, and that the Brahma is the created I. The Lord is the creator I and Brahma is the created I. Therefore, there is a difference between the two I's, namely the predominator I and the predominated I. Yes, Krishna is I, Krishna has his I, and Brahma also has his I. But that doesn't mean that because both of them have their I's, therefore both of them are one. Like, for example, Krishnarjan has his I and Nitaichandra has his I. So does it mean Krishnarjan and Nitaichandra are one? As devotees, they are one. But as individuals, they are different. And here the difference is very, very distinct. Krishna is the creator I and Brahma is the created I. So that is the difference. We are created, we have our eyes, but we are created eyes. But Krishna's I is the creator I who created us all. Ram Vijay, you understanding?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you give a lecture now? Not really. But unreally? Okay. So you're listening carefully? Where's your mind?
My head.
Okay, very good. And do you have Krishna in your head now? Okay, very good. Lord is the creator I and that the Brahma is the created I. Therefore, there is a difference between the two I's, namely the predominator I and the predominated I. Therefore, there are still two I's, even accepting the argument of the impersonalist. But we must note carefully that these two I's are accepted in the Vedic literature, Kathopanishad, in the sense of quality. The Kathopanishad says, Nitto Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Eko Bahunam Jo Vidodhati Kaman. The creator I and the created I are both accepted in the Vedas as qualitatively one, because both of them are Nitya and Chetanas. But the singular I is the creator I and the created I's are of plural number because there are many I's like Brahma and those generated by Brahma. So here is a very, very important point. Eka bahunam yo vidadhatu kaman. So that predominating I, predominator I is singular. But predominated I's are plural. We are many I's. I have my I, you have your I's, and so forth. But Krishna is one. Eka bahunam javidadhatu kama. The father creates or begets a son, and the son also creates many other sons, and all of them may be one as human beings, but at the same time from the father, the son and the grandson are all different. The son cannot take the place of the father, nor can the grandson. Simultaneously, the father, the son, and the grandsons are one and different also. As human beings, they are one, but as relatives, they are different. or as the relativities, they are different. There, the relativities of the creator and the created, or the predominator and the predominated, have been differentiated in the Vedas by saying that the predominator eye is the feeder of the predominated eyes. That predominator eye is fulfilling all the vidadhatu kaman, fulfilling the desires of all the other eyes, predominated eyes. And thus there is a vast difference between the two principles of I. Now, one point is becoming very clear, that wherever there is a concept of I, there must be person. It's only person that can say I. Right? Can a non-person say I? No. So that I, aham, is a person. Whether it is a Brahma or whether it is an ant. They all are living entities. And wherever there is a living entity, there is a personality. And that personality is identified, or the personality recognizes himself as I. That awareness, that I am, that is the sign of life. And whenever there is I, there is consciousness. Wherever there is a person, there is consciousness. Or vice versa. Wherever there is consciousness, there is a person. Something that is not conscious, or something that is not a person, cannot be conscious. Something that is conscious must be a person. That person may not be all human beings. Like, for example, wherever there is this concept of I, we can see that there is a personality. And the more conscious that he is, the more aware he is of his personality. So, in this way, we can see that this consideration of aham must be a person. So there is no room for impersonalism. So Vedas are smashing that concept. In another feature of this verse, no one can deny the personalities of both the Lord and Brahma. Therefore, in the ultimate issue, both the predominator and the predominated are persons. The conclusion refutes the conclusion of the impersonalist that in the ultimate issue everything is impersonal. The impersonal feature stressed by the less intelligent impersonalist school is refuted by pointing out that the predominator I is the absolute truth and that he is a person. The predominated I, Brahma, is also a person, but he is not the absolute. For realization of oneself in spiritual psychology, it may be convenient to assume oneself to be the same principles as the absolute truth. But there is always the difference of the predominated and the predominator, as clearly pointed out here in this verse, which is grossly misused by the impersonalists. Brahma is factually seeing face to face his predominator Lord, who exists in his transcendental eternal form, even after the annihilation of the material creation. The form of the Lord as seen by Brahma existed before the creation of Brahma, and the material manifestation with all the ingredients and agents of material creation are also energetic expansion of the Lord, and after the exhibition of the Lord's energy comes to a close, what remains is the same personality of Godhead. Therefore, the form of the Lord exists in all circumstances of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. The Vedic hymns confirm that fact in the statement, Vasudeva ba idam agra asin na brahma na cha shankara eka narayana asin na brahma na ishana, etc. Before the creation, there was none except Vasudev. There was neither Brahma nor Shankara. Only Narayan was there and no one else. Neither Brahma or Ishan. Sripad Shankaracharya also confirms in the comments of the Bhagavad Gita that Narayan or the personality of Godhead is transcendental to all creation, but that the whole creation is the product of Abhyakta. Therefore, the difference between the created and the creator is always there, although both the creator and created are of the same quality. So, Prabhupada is very, very clearly pointing out that the ultimate consideration is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because He is the cause of all causes, He existed before the creation and He is being maintained, this manifested, created world, and after the annihilation, when everything will disappear, everything will become unmanifest, then also He will continue to exist. Is it a very difficult thing to understand? No. The God was, Krishna is there, He created, and He is maintaining, and He will also continue to exist when the material nature will not be there. This understanding can be very, very simple and easy to conceive, easy to understand. But to try to concoct some other idea is very, very difficult. And unfortunately, the foolish people run after the difficult course. If nice plate of food is here, right in front of you, and if you say, well, this is not the real food. The real food is the reflection that is on the mirror. And if he tries to get the food out of the reflection of the mirror, will he ever get that? No. So what is the most intelligent course of action? To run after the reality or run after the reflection?
Reality.
The impersonalists or atheists, they just run after the reflection. They consider that to be the real. And unreal is when there is nothing. And that concept is called voidism or impersonalism. But the simple conclusion is Bhagavat Tattva. Accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the cause of all causes. How He did it, we don't know. Why should we try to imagine something that is beyond our intellectual domain, beyond our intelligence? Why should we try to concoct something? The intelligent thing is to see the reality as it is. And the way it has been explained in the scriptures by the wise. And who is the wisest of all? Krishna Himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when He gives us some explanation, why shouldn't we accept that? And that is the Vedas. Very simply it has been pointed out. And now our business is to just accept those simple conclusions given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Does anybody have any question? Yes, are there any?
question. On what basis would the Mahayana accept impersonalism when it's so clearly scripted? You know, from the text 9, in the Lord Narayana is very pleased with Brahma's telling, from Father's is revealing his abode. He said they only accept the 25% of the material creation as everything, and they reject 75% of the true nature, identity, and reality.
Yeah, good point. Good point. The fact of the matter is that the Mayavadis do not approach Srimad Bhagavatam. At the most, they take the Bhagavad Gita, but they distort the meaning of the Bhagavad Gita. What the Mayavadis do, generally, they have selected a few statements from the Vedas, like Sarvam Khalidam Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, etc. And take on the basis of those few statements from the Vedas, which are not actually the principal conclusions of the Vedas. These are just some secondary statements of the Vedas. Like you just take two words from some in the middle of something and try to screw out, try to derive some meaning out of that. So that is what actually had been done by the Mayavadis. And we have to remember why Shankaracharya came. Shankaracharya came to bewilder the demons, and he has done that very expertly. Right? So he came with a purpose, but Shankaracharya himself is a devotee. But this, some other time I actually elaborately described that. Anyway, briefly I'll touch that point. You see, Shankaracharya concocted a theory which was very indigenous to his. It was an indigenous theory. That's why he is saying that Mayavadam Asat Shastram. Asat, a temporary scripture, temporary conclusion that I will present. Why? Kalo Brahmana Murtiya, which is Prachannabo, which in the age of Kali I will come in the form of a Brahmana. Why? What will be the purpose of doing? What will be the reason for doing that? Prachanna Bodha Muchyati, to defeat the Buddhism. He will do that. And what Shankaracharya did is he derived a concocted theory. See, Vedas also have room for impersonalism. Impersonalism is one aspect of the Vedas. But that impersonalism is called the Brahma Parinambad. Parinam means transformation. Brahman, the spiritual substance, is transformed into the material nature. But Shankaracharya, he derived a new theory called Vivartavad. Vasudev presented Brahma Parinambad. But Shankaracharya presented a theory called Vivartavad. And that in Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying, Bas Bhranto Bolitiho Uthilo Uthailo Vibad. He created an argument establishing or declaring that Vasudev is mistaken. and what is that Vivartavad in? As opposed to Parinambad. Parinambad is transformation. Like transformation of, an example of transformation theory is milk is transformed into yogurt. Right? So milk is a substance, yogurt is a substance. Both are real. Yogurt may not be milk, but yogurt is a substance, which is transformation of milk. But the Vivartavad, which is actually known as commonly known as Mayavad. Vivarta means that is mistakenly taken to consider to be something that which is not. Right? Like illusion, theory of illusion. Vivarta actually means illusion. Illusion means that which is not but appears to be, and which is commonly known as Mayavad. And the example he gave are the mirage is mistaken to be water. Right? A rope is mistaken to be a snake. Mother of pearl is mistaken to be silver. So it is Brahm, mistake. Mirage is mistaken to be water. Mother of pearl is mistaken to be silver. A rope is mistaken to be snake. So he's saying that there is so, they are not there, it's a mistake. But real thing, this is therefore it's a mitha. Brahma Satya Jagat Mitha. Jagat is a mitha, it's mistake, it's false, it's false. But truth is Brahma. Brahma Satya, only Brahma is Satya. But this is mitha. Right? But Ramanujacharya defeated that concept of Shankaracharya with a very simple consideration. Of course, I mean, he gave elaborate smashing of his theories, but some simple considerations are, fine, there is no water in the mirage, but somewhere the water must be existing, that's why you are mistaking the water, mirage, to be water. If there was no water, there was no question of mistaking the mirage to be water. Fine, there is no snake in the rope, but somewhere the snake is existing, that's why you're mistaking the rope to be snake. Right? So where is that? The real stuff existing. They may not be here, okay, fine. We also agree. This is not real. But somewhere the real reality is existing, where a snake is existing, water is existing, silver is existing, and everything is existing that is here. And that is, this is the reflection. In the reflection, the reality is not existing, but somewhere it is existing in reality. That's why we are mistaking the reflection to be real. So that is the Shankaracharya's. Now, Mayavad, there is a difference between Mayavad and Brahma Parinambad. Right? Mayavad is a negative impersonalism. And Brahmavad is a positive impersonalism. Like, Mayavad is taking us to the opposite direction, whereas Parinambad is taking us to the right direction, and it is taking us to the ultimate reality. Yes, Brahma is without form. Brahma is without form. But beyond that Brahma, beyond that energy, beyond that light, there is the personality from whom that energy is emanating, from whom this light is emanating. Beyond this energy, there is an energetic. For the time being, we may not be able to see the energetic. We may see only the energy. But if we move in the right direction, then we will get to see the energetic. But if we go in the negative direction, if we say all the forms are mistake, illusion, even the form of the energetic is also illusory, then there is no room of understanding the energetic. There is no room, there is no possibility of entering into the spiritual reality. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mayavadir Bhashya Shunile Hoy Sarvanash. If one listens to the commentary of the Mayavadis, he is doomed. It's finished. Hopeless. No hope at all. And we see, on the other hand, there are impersonalists. Sukadeva Goswami was an impersonalist at the beginning. But he became a devotee. Right? Four Kumaras were impersonalists. They became devotees. Many of the sages were impersonalists, but they became devotees. And those who are those sages, many of them are still harboring the impersonalist concept. But because they are in the right direction, someday they will become personalists. But the Mayavadis, no hope. The only hope is that they probably someday will become a diamond, give out a little light, and think, Aham Brahmasmi. That's what they become, stones.
In spite of so many Vaishnava Acharyas having come after Shankara Acharya, but still presently in India we can see that a vast majority of the people have this understanding that God is formless and our I could become God.
Are they listening to those Vaishnava Acharyas? That's why. No? In this age, most of the people are atheistic. They don't want to even accept the existence of God. So what can you expect out of them? At the most, they'll become impersonalist or voidist. First of all, they're atheists. And even they want to accept something that is beyond this, you know, perceivable reality, their understanding will be that, you know, it's all ultimately it's all impersonal. Because they don't want to accept God. Because the moment you accept God, you have to accept Him as a person. You have to accept Him as the creator. You have to accept Him as the maintainer. Right? So they don't want to accept Him as the creator. They don't want to accept Him as the maintainer. Maybe someday they'll accept Him as the destroyer. But then it'll be too late. At the time of destruction, they'll say, okay, maybe there is somebody who is causing all this. Okay, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande.